It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Oh, that was me, was it?
Yeah.
Welcome to Sorry in Advance, the Bullock Family podcast that still can't get shit right. Coming off the takeoff, I am Mike Golick Jr., and this is, I think, the new normal, which is a phrase we got used to during the pandemic, of our podcasting, which is the random smattering of whoever is able to make it. Today, we're joined by my mom and dad, my sister, Sydney, her two bulldogs, Dot and Earl, and obviously our fearless producer, Mikey A. But we have gotten into the realm of first-time parenthood for Jake and Jenny, who aren't with us right now, who may show up here at any point right now. Ben Broniker also not with us for reasons that we will get to shortly. But we do have a great show. We have some thank yous that we want to dole out in the aftermath of the golf tournament, an announcement about our second-ever show guest that will be coming up thanks to that golf tournament. And boy, oh boy, you guys should be fucking jazzed for this one. But we will address the elephant in the room, or I guess the baby in the room, because the biggest thing that happened in the last week here, which included the golf tournament that will be a part forever of the story of the birth of the first child of this podcast, is new Jackson Golick, Jake and Jenny's baby boy, was born now Two Saturdays ago. Yeah. So what technically is the birthday then? I'm bad with days and doing math back into June. Dad, this is more your territory.
June 26th.
Sunday, June 26th. So that was 26th and 27th were our tournament on Sunday and Monday. Jenny was not due until July 15th. So Jake came in for what he deemed his last hurrah as kind of before becoming a parent, and he was going to come in those days and get absolutely obliterated. He got in there on Saturday and had probably about one or two beers for about an hour. And of course, karma being what it is, Jenny called him, "My water broke. I'm heading to the hospital."
What a fucking attention whore.
I mean, geez, you can't even give him one final weekend, right?
Well, I just say, do we blame Jackson more for being selfish and already hogging airtime, or was Jake an idiot for actually believing Jenny and coming to begin with?
Well, see, I never believe we did the last pod. We gave kind of our guesses, and Jenny was due July 15th. I said July 17th. Chris, you know, I mean, you're the one who's had all the kids. I mean, rarely is the first one like on time or early. I mean, this is unbelievable.
You're the one who's done all the baby. Yeah.
I'm gonna defer to you on this one. You're the one who pushed three times.
It was a surprise, but Jake was the one
when we made all our guesses, who guessed in June. He guessed June 29th.
He did. So he, I think he just wanted it to come out because of the hell he was living in.
With he thought it was going to come at the most inconvenient time possible, which it actually did.
Which it did. So we had to get Jake on a plane back home to Boston. He got there in time. He got there Saturday night. And she had the baby Sunday afternoon, late afternoon in that area there.
Yep.
Jackson Golic has come into the world. And as Jenny was just on Twitter today, right?
Yes.
What was her comment?
I thought I knew what tired was before I became a parent.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's one of those things you can tell people what to expect and they won't believe it till they hear it. They are frigging exhausted from parenting for a few days now. So this is their life. So they will be maybe in these pods and maybe not in these pods. Yes. It kind of depends on how the day goes. So right now, they're not. But you never know. One of them may join us at some point.
Right.
We'll last see. We heard, the kid had pissed all over his own face.
So yeah, Hey, solid stream, right? Uh-huh. I mean, nothing wrong with
power.
That.
It is. I always find it interesting to see who else shares a birthday with you. So people who share a birthday with Jackson, Ariana Grande.
Wow.
That's strong.
Aubrey Plaza.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh. Nick Offerman.
Nick Offerman and, wait, hold on. Yeah. Nick Offerman.
The entire Parks and Rec?
Yes.
Wow. Just the whole cast has the same birthday.
How about that?
Johnny, stand up.
Derek Jeter. Let's see who else.
Pretty good one, too.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Michael Vick.
Wow. Nice.
Shannon Sharp.
Yeah.
By the way, Shannon Sharp, who I think just turned like 50 or something and posted the most shredded shirtless pictures of him of all time.
Yes.
I would like whatever him and Michael Irvin are having, because both of them, I believe, are north of 50 and absolutely stoked.
You know what they're not having? Something that you and I won't give up? Fucking carbs, okay? So that's what they're not having.
I'm sure their diet is very
clean. I'm sure, like, listen, genetics also goes a long way when it comes to those in the six-pack realm, as Jenny, the only person on this podcast who's had a functioning six-pack in her life.
I was going to say, name anybody named Golic that has had a six-pack. I mean, who was closest? Jake or Sydney, probably, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they were the only two that really ever like got to that point and committed themselves to it. So
I feel like I was never really blessed in the stomach department.
You're also part of a team that at one point I saw bake the biggest Frankenstein monstrosity ever. Like, I want to stress that none of Sydney's friends were high in college when they did this, at least to my knowledge. Sydney, do you remember that time you and Emma and a bunch of your swim team friends at Notre Dame got together and essentially baked like a giant cookie lump?
Yeah, it was during fall camp. So like all rules, like NCAA rules, were off because we didn't have classes, so they could just run us into the ground and we could train as many hours as the coaches wanted us to. So we're like, fuck it. Like, we're going to go and we're going to get like six Toll House, like logs of cookie dough and then like M&Ms. And I think we put like cupcakes on top, but we like baked it into this big, big, big mound. And that's probably why I was 25 pounds heavier in college than I am now.
Yeah. Right. It was like the turducken of dessert.
It was.
It really was.
It was
really
disturbing.
Was.
Yeah.
At what point, Sydney, did all you and your swimmer friends just basically throw in the towel?
like 3 weeks in a freshman year.
Oh, stop it. Do not tell me that.
Oh my God, Sydney.
At least lie to your mother about that.
Oh.
What
do we have?
Oh wow,
he lives.
Oh, look at that.
Who is it though?
Yeah, we don't know.
Yeah.
We
don't know.
Well, da-da-da, da-da-da.
The big way. Oh, it's my
Jacob. God. Does not look good. Does
oh
not
my
look.
God.
Are you Please okay? Help. Are you
hey,
okay?
Bud.
It's all bad.
Why does the ceiling look like it's collapsing?
Are you in the
Where
basement?
I'm in the basement. Jenny and the baby are sleeping upstairs.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God. So people can't see it right now, but Jake has come in here looking like he's a hostage at this point, being held captive. You're going through it, huh, man?
It's tough right now, man. The sleep is minimal. The stress is high, but the baby's healthy and doing great. So we got no complaints.
So you are
were you napping before I text you?
I was sound asleep. Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So wow. a little over a week into parenthood, I would imagine it in something you've been told that sleep is going to be bad. But did you realize how bad until you are actually experiencing sleep deprivation?
I kind of set the bar really, really high on how bad I thought it would be. So in my mind, it's less bad than I thought it was going to be, but it's still very bad. So it's just getting into a new routine and just readjusting. But yeah, pretty low on fuel right now.
Uh-huh. This is your new routine forever.
Forever.
You sound really sad.
Yeah.
It's just the tiredness. Yeah. I'm happy. Yeah, but I'm just tired.
We were explaining how you came to South Bend and had to leave, and we're trying to assert blame. Is it Jenny who just did not want you to have that last weekend, or is it actually Jackson, your new son himself, who said, "Ah, no, Dad, get the fuck home"?
Everybody says that the mother has no control over when, you know, the water breaks and when the baby's coming. But in the situation, I do think Jenny was in full control of the situation and willed Jackson into existence on the weekend of the golf tournament. Yeah, that was quite a whirlwind of a weekend. A good 2.5 hours in South Bend before I left, and one healthy baby later, we're all good.
You were there just long enough to fix Dad's cable.
That was it. Get one TV working, drink about 3 beers, and then I was on a plane.
Yeah, it was God. Like God sent you there to put him out of his misery.
So what? One of the big questions was always north of the equator and south of the equator. And you had said you were going to stay north of the equator. Now, circumstances for you, again, everything was healthy and fine with the delivery, but you ended up being south of the equator.
That was another thing that was not a choice of mine, but I'm happy that it ended up being the way that it was. My understanding was, you know, when you went in and the child was being born, the doctor would give you the option of being up by your significant other and, you know, encouraging and helping push or, you know, going south and watching the full birth process. But for me is when the pushing started happening, the doctor said, "Okay, Jake, go grab a leg." So I grabbed Jenny's leg and held it up, and in that situation I was, you know, forced to be south of the equator. But at the end of the day, I'm happy I was. You know, I was not ready for, you know, the gravity and how powerful the situation was, and actually seeing all of it happen was really tremendous, and I'm happy that I did get to watch the whole process.
So next kid, if you don't have to help with the leg or anything like that, and you actually do have a choice, will you go south again?
I will be south again. Yes.
There you go. Yeah.
We're going south now.
Why don't you share the story of who delivered the baby?
Yeah. So it was Jenny's college roommate and fellow track athlete buddy, Amber Lala. She got called in right as Jenny started pushing. She lives about 10 minutes from the hospital.
She's in residency at
she's in residency, right? And I did not know that residents were capable and able of doing the whole process. I thought they were just kind of there to watch and observe, but
right.
Our lead OB kind of threw her right in and said, "Go get this kid out." And she was there. She signed all the documentation for delivery and everything. So it was a really cool experience having that as well.
That's awesome. Neat. Yeah. That is very, very cool.
Very awesome.
It sounds like the person instructing her was the same person who was like talking to Harry Stamper in Armageddon about drilling to the proper distance. Like, just go out there and make sure you get us down to that depth.
Never missed a depth.
Yeah. I've never missed a depth that I've set out for here. And again, I can't stress enough for people right now. Jake is trying to keep his own head upright.
He looks so tired.
It's
not good.
What's been the most surprising part of this so far for you? Is there anything you felt like wholly unprepared for?
Again, I kind of took what people had told me and tried to, you know, magnify it by 10 just so I'm prepared for the situation. But
So your image of this, was it essentially like you thought you would be held hostage by this baby in a cave?
I thought
all
it
did was shit and vomit like a dragon the entire time.
I thought I was gonna prepared for like it. I was gonna like be a prisoner of war in my own house, essentially.
To be clear, that's what you look like right now.
Yeah, you do. It is right now. As for unexpected, I just kind of the unpredictability of what everything that's happened. Obviously there was a little bit of a hiccup with, you know, we had a little bit of a health scare with him early on, and you know, you just kind of think, you know, you're healthy, you know, Jenny's healthy, everything's going to kind of go according to plan. And it's just been kind of adjusting to that, just to know that, you know, no matter, you know, if you're healthy or not, things can happen. And that's taken some getting used to, but all of it is just kind of a whirlwind right now.
It's amazing what day to day goes. You get through that. Jackson's doing great now. And then the news today is he peed on his face.
He did. It was unbelievable. We were getting ready to go to his follow-up appointment, and I was changing him right before we were getting in the car. Had a new outfit on him, solid white outfit. And I looked away for a second, and he's just hosing himself in the face. And yeah, so I wasn't prepared for that. But the aim was unbelievable. It was directly chin mouth area.
Good stream though.
That's good stream. I will say that's the one thing everyone with a boy has told me is baby dicks are wild, in that like if you're not careful, all of a sudden you're getting pissed on, right? Like everything in range, those things are just weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah, between that,
if you turned a fire hose on like without anybody holding the end,
it's just like that. I mean, I guess to pick something unpredictably, I guess it's the amount of times you're changing the diaper. Like there are situations where I just change him, I just clothe him, and then you hear him fart and you hear him fill the diaper, and you're like, God fucking damn it. And obviously he's a newborn, so he wants nothing to do with the diaper being changed and being dressed and undressed and being cold. Right. So it's war every time you need to change it.
I was just with our friends, the Chris, the other day, who have a young son who I think is almost two. And we were at a party with him, and that party ended and that family went home when he shit so forcefully it shot up his back. So it doesn't seem like that's a problem that goes away. It merely changes shape.
That was you, Mike. You were up the back shitter.
Chocolate shotgun, baby.
Yeah. So that's so Jake, if at any point, you know, we don't see you anymore, we understand. So
I'll just sleep right here. It's fine.
Have you gone to the gym to test your new dad strength yet?
I just went back for the first time in like 10 days today. There was no dad strength. There was no strength at all. There was nothing. It felt like starting all over again.
Ripping the band-aid off.
Yep. Damn. And I was about 40 minutes in until Jenny told me it's time for you to come home. So I got
Wow.
So we're feeling our way through it right now.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you'll get there.
Luckily, you do have her parents that are there, which is certainly a godsend.
Very helpful.
We're coming to visit next week.
Yeah,
so.
We're going to be there.
Yeah. So. It'll be good.
Yeah. Wow. Yes.
Please help.
I honestly, I was forgetting, just like Jenny calling him, I was just waiting for Jenny to appear like a specter in the background, and all of a sudden the picture to just go black. A horror movie, and that's the last we see of Jake.
The photos she sent me of herself in the last like two weeks have been some of the most horrifying things I've ever seen in my life.
And you know what? And her, though, she works so hard. When she's able to start working out, she's gonna get back to herself in no time. And as long as, I guess, you guys can get enough sleep at some point.
Yes. Which we will.
Yes, for sure.
Damn. So, Mom, do you want to finish reading the list of names? Because I'm sure Jake doesn't know this yet, of people who share the same birthday as Jackson. We've already got Ariana Grande, Audrey Plaza, Nick Offerman, and Derek Jeter of note on the shared birthday. Mom, were there any more on that list?
There was also Michael Vick.
Michael Vick.
Chris O'Donnell.
Shannon Sharp.
Uncle Shay Shay.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good group, quite honestly.
It is.
It's pretty high at the top there.
So. Right.
That's a pretty good one.
Babe Dietrichson, who's like considered one of the greatest female athletes ever. Of all time.
Yeah. That's exactly
She's
right.
She's much older. I don't know if you guys know who she is, but
shout out to her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
boom. Big
ups. There you go.
Yep. So pretty impressive list.
Jackson Derek Dieter. Pretty good.
Uh-huh. Derek Dieter.
Derek Dieter. Jeter.
Yeah. So well,
yeah, that was about it. Yeah, all the big time names.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a good list. All right.
The ones we care about.
Yeah.
What's that one basketball player? Let's see.
Michael Jordan.
No.
LeBron James.
LeVar Ball.
No.
Tristan Thompson.
No.
Sasquatch.
Oh my God. Oh, Iman Shumpert.
Yep, that's who it was.
Oh, that's cool. Nice.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I love how we all eventually glow. It's like, oh, Iman Shumpert's a player of repute.
I think he's doing big in the reality TV world, right? I think. Yeah, I think he's got him and his wife.
Right? He's got like the hottest wife ever. Like, I have the biggest girl crush on her. I don't even know her name, but she was in the Kanye West music video, right, Mike?
Oh, that's right. Fade. Teyana Taylor.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, God. Yeah. No. God. Iman Shumpert got chose, to be clear. Like, she was the alpha in this relationship, and she handpicked the sweet man from NBA obscurity and decided to bless him. So,
oh, my God.
Big ups to that man for getting chose. We love to see love there.
Maybe the same's in the future for Jackson.
I said to someone the other day, I would love being a sugar baby.
Yeah. Well, I mean, think of Derek Jeter, too, with all the women that he's had.
I guess that's – but, like I want to be on the other side of that where, like, I am taken care of by a wealthy older woman.
Okay.
I feel like that could still happen to you one day.
That could still happen, yeah.
Let me tell you, so your DMs on Instagram are separated by people you know and then DMs from strangers that go to a different pile.
Right.
I routinely check the DMs from strangers just to make sure that there's not an offer to, like, subsidize my lifestyle in exchange for some companionship. Like,
oh, my
hey,
God.
You come to dinner and send me a couple of feet pics every month, and I'll kick you, like, a few grand for your trouble in that time.
Mikey.
Oh my God.
I'll throw some sex in there, but like, oh, I just figured that would be a good baseline place to start. Like, you can get a lot for the non-physical stuff.
Oh my God.
Wow. That went a little deeper than I thought it was going to go.
I mean, listen, I don't think there's anything wrong with being taken care of. All right. I think I could make a great stay-at-home dad. Like, obviously that's the, but like, in the meantime, if it was transactional, so be it. Like, plenty of people get paid off worse.
That's true.
Mikey A just sent a picture to us that has a picture of the screen, and it says, one of these guys is a new dad. It's me and your mother. It's Mikey A. It's Mike. It's Sydney. And it's Jake with his hand on his head when his eyes closed.
We have to put that on.
We absolutely are putting that up.
Jake, your eyes are literally closed. Like, you were just, you found a second, and you were going to take it.
I was in REM, I mean, 15 minutes ago. So I am hanging on right now.
But Jake's like one of the pilots in Top Gun that passed out and then pulled out of the
Oh, my God. Well, we'll see if he lasts the entire pod or not.
The G-forces have sent him to hell.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah. Hey, I know we don't like often do sports stuff on this, but I was curious just because everyone here is a Notre Dame person, because so much of like the current college sporting landscape is about Notre Dame going forward. Do any of you guys actually care about being independent? Like, is that a thing that matters to like people that went to Notre Dame at all?
So I'm one of those guys now who...
Right away.
Oh, yeah, dad's like Will Ferrell in Old School. Jimmy, you mind if I take this one?
Gonna black out, you know, and give an answer.
Go ahead.
I'm one of those now where there's so much landscape changing.
By the way, since most people aren't like used to sports on this podcast, let me just assess. USC and UCLA have joined the Big Ten and will begin playing football games there in 2024, which has sent the rest of college sports into a tailspin. And in the center of it all right now is Notre Dame, who is very much the belle of the ball for anyone who might want to bring them into a conference. They have a pseudo relationship with the ACC and they've been independent forever. Dad, go.
So it's probably going to turn out to be a Big Ten SEC world out there. Notre Dame will have to pay a shit ton of money to get all their other sports out of the ACC. And I think Notre Dame eventually, if they go to a conference, will end up in the Big Ten. And will that bother me? No, it won't, because there may be nothing changing. Mike, you could agree or disagree, since we're both kind of in the sports world still here. There may be nothing in the landscape changing more than college football. You know, from NIL, which just turned a year old, to, you know, we already had obviously Oklahoma and Texas going to the SEC, and the landscape of change in major sports. I think college football is leading it right now of where it's going to go. So instead of, and I kind of did this with NIL, instead of bitching about it and saying, oh God, this is wrong, find a way to work it to your advantage. So Notre Dame needs to be smart. And I know all the Notre Dame haters out there finally joined a conference, you know, blah, 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 bullshit. When I said every school, your school would do exactly what Notre Dame is doing for the last number of decades if your school had the opportunity to. And if you don't think they would, then you have no clue what you're talking about. Every school would do what Notre Dame's doing. If it's in Notre Dame's best interest now to jump in and join into the Big Ten or another conference, then they should do it. And it would not bother me one bit, because they need to do what's right for them.
Yeah, I guess that was just the biggest thing for me, is I think so many people who are anti-Notre Dame think like being independent is a huge part of our identity. And don't get me wrong, like I said, it's fun to talk shit to people because it seems to bother them so much. But like, that's not even close to like one of my four or five favorite things about that school. So
yeah, I don't care.
Sydney, I can already imagine how little shit you give.
I don't give a shit.
Jake, we don't even know if he's awake for this.
I don't give a fuck, bro.
Will Notre Dame's conference affiliation send me more diapers and so on?
NIL diapers, yeah.
I support whatever conference will change Jackson on a regular basis.
It's probably not like money-wise for companies to do this, but would not people not buy diapers with their school's logos on them, like disposable diapers?
Well, you probably get rid of them so quick, though. I mean,
but I mean, it would just be cool to have them for sometimes, like
covered in shit.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh,
you could wear Michigan ones and poop in them.
Ooh. That's the thing. You cover your diaper so that when you like piss or shit all over it, then it renders the logo of your rivals.
Yes. Oh, wouldn't that be God. Awesome?
That's hilarious.
Inside your rival, outside you.
Yes, that's awesome. Yes.
Man. Wow. And like, especially now with some of the conferences doing like pods where you have three like historic rivals, it could be your logo on the outside and then you piss and shit all over the three ones that are like, if Notre Dame joined the Big Ten, there would be piss and shit all over USC, Michigan, and like probably Michigan State.
Right. Yes. Big Ten diapers. That's.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Those wouldn't be too expensive.
Yeah. Big diapers.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh my God.
This is RIP. If any diaper company decides to steal this one, you will be notified and sued by our legal representation. Drag you into the fucking muck.
Yeah. Or into the poop.
Into the poop. Yes.
So yeah, that was a quick answer. None of us care if we lose our independence. Nah. I mean, so nah. What? You know, as
times
long as
times are changing.
As long as it's good for ND, it's fine by me. Don't care.
Real quick question. How much is the ACC kicking themselves for not like forcing Notre Dame last year or in 2020 when they had all this leverage? Oh, you want to play football this year? Oh, we'll give you a schedule. Like, how much are they kicking themselves for not signing pen to paper and getting them in?
Though, Mike, yeah, I don't think they had any leverage. Notre Dame has never not had the leverage. They could not force Notre Dame to do
anything. They couldn't have played in 2020. Right. Notre Dame couldn't have gotten a schedule in 2020 without the ACC.
Yeah, and they would have said, we'll go find our own games. And they would have found them somewhere. They would not have given in. I just don't – do you think so, Mike? I don't think they would have.
I don't think so, but to Mikey A's point, that's the only time.
Yeah, that
where
was it.
The ACC would have had the ability to go out and do what they wanted to do. Like, everyone will rightly look back on that as a missed opportunity, whether or not they could have executed, which I'm kind of with Dad. I don't think they could have, because at the end of the day, like, what Notre Dame has on its side is money. Right. Wherever they go, they smell like dollar signs. And in the way college sports is going right now, that's really the only thing anyone gives a shit about. Yep. So as long as Notre Dame smells like money, everyone's going to always want that stench around. So as much as it pains, like, the average fan who's been bitching about Notre Dame to join a conference, like, they're not getting left out of whatever happens going forward.
No. Let me ask you this, Mike.
Abundantly clear.
Mike, what do you think of this? Your mother asked this, and I didn't think it would happen, but I'll ask you. Because Notre Dame is the hot commodity there, that as everybody keeps saying, the pretty girl at the dance that everybody wants to dance with, would the Big Ten offer them money or pay some of their buyout money to get them to the Big Ten?
I think that could be a part of it, like kind of the same way you see boosters step up and pay the fees when a coach gets fired or something like that. Right. But I also think, too, for Notre Dame, the dollar amount that they would have to pay to get out because they're not a football member would be lesser than the sum that we're seeing reported right now for other ACC schools that would face this or have to, like, sue the league to get out. And I also think that number relative to if it were the Big Ten, let's say, who's on the cusp of like $1 billion TV deal, would be a drop in the bucket short term for what the payout would be long term. Because Notre Dame's always left a little money on the table to stay independent. And so right now, if you had to give up a little money at the beginning to get to a bigger payday and that was a driver for you, then I think that would be a cost they're willing to incur.
Gotcha.
And I wonder at some point, they haven't already, because there's been more than 10 for a while now, if the Big Ten would ever change their name. Because there's already more than 10, and there's going to be a hell of a lot more than 10 real soon. So you wonder if they'll ever change their name or if they're just so identified.
Did you come
with
up
that.
With something or no?
No, I would just say we're probably past that. Like, let the Pac-12 be a lesson to everyone that changing the number you got is probably – although – this no
okay
buddy
what?
Jenny has just entered the fray there in the background.
My god
she's like the orb.
Hi Jen.
Jenny, you look lovely.
Hi Jen, how are we doing?
How you doing?
It's good.
do you have a knife in your hand or anything?
No.
Okay.
Oh my goodness, Jen,
man. The sleepiest little bunnies in all the land.
So we saw you tweeted that out about sleep, Jen. So obviously many people, I'm sure, have told you that, including us. But until you experience just
10 times harder than I ever thought in my whole life.
Yeah.
Look at Jen. Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting, because Jake told us he like had set the bar so high for this. Jen, you just kind of went in, you know, eyes wide open.
No, I mean, this doesn't compare to shit. I like, I thought I knew what tired was. I've pulled many all-nighters in my life. No, not even close.
The problem is with all-nighters, you got to do the all-nighter and then sleep the whole next day if you wanted to.
Yeah.
It's a never-ending all-nighter.
And then you can't communicate with something, and you're just, like, looking at them, and you're like, I love you so much, but, like, what do you want?
Yeah. You will never – we went through it a while with Chris's parents. We lived two doors from them in Orlando, and you never appreciated my in-laws so much when they could take the kids and you could just lay down for a little while. And luckily, Jenny, you have your parents pretty close, so it can be a bit of a bailout at times, but it's certainly not all the time. That's why you guys look the way you do.
What do you mean?
What are you talking about? Yeah. Great. Oh, man.
I don't even know what to say.
Yeah, Jenny just popped down to say hello, and now we're going to let her go.
Go lay down.
Now I got to go wake him up.
Oh, feeding time. Feeding time.
Every 2 hours.
It begins.
Uh-huh. From the beginning.
Yeah.
Can I just say that's the hardest part is that it's every 2 hours, but from when he starts. So if he feeds for an hour, like it's the hour again after that.
Yeah.
Oh,
so, like,
that's what my girlfriend said. It's not actually 2 hours. It's,
no, yeah. Like I consider a 20-minute nap like awesome at this point.
Right.
So you're basically open for business all the time, 24/7, huh?
You bet.
Jenny's internally like, shut the fuck up.
So I didn't ever breastfeed, so I never went through that. Like, I just did bottle feeding right away and.
Yeah, she did bottle feeding and told me to get the fuck up in the middle of the night and feed the little bastards.
The bottle.
Damn, yeah. Jake's great. You would have gotten canceled if you bottle fed right away out of the gates in 2022.
Really?
Oh my God.
People need to relax.
Yeah. Jeez, it's nobody's business. Yeah.
It's everyone's business.
Yeah. Jake's the best, though. I'm not going to lie. Before I pop off, he's really great. He gets up with me, even though he like is... No offense.
I'm useless.
Yeah.
Jake is as useless as male nipples.
Yeah.
I look at his. I know this is like a joke among the family about like the Gola car nipples. Like I look at his nipples now and I want to tear them off his body.
Oh my God.
What the fuck is the point? I mean.
Jenny.
It looks like you should go. It looks like he's starting to wake up now.
Oh!
Hi, Jen.
Bye, Jen.
Jake, he doesn't really look like he's waking up, does he? You just wanted her to go.
No, he's fully waking the fuck up right now. I'm watching him right here. He's moving right now.
Uh-huh. It's me, bitches.
It's go time.
Someone feed me.
I will say what Jenny described. He's just like, that's the exact schedule that we were on trying to gain weight when we were training for like pro day. Like athletes trying to gain weight and baby eating every 2 hours when the clock says.
Yep. Wow. That's amazing.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. Well, and I'm Jake, the biggest, the other person affected by this that I see is Jake is holding up an image of the baby cam to us right now. How has Chip dealt with all of this? Your guys, Chip the Chocolate Lab, how's he dealt with having a human brother?
He's a little weirded out by the situation. I'm probably going to take the
Jesus. Oh, my God.
Yeah, she just dumped him out on camera. It's taken some getting used to for Chip. He's obviously intrigued by, I can't believe that just happened.
Oh my God, I can't go on.
Sorry. Chip's fine, man. He's all right.
Yeah.
It's all good.
It's all good.
It's all good.
Everything's great.
It's all good, man.
All right, well, speaking of parents on the podcast, maybe this is time to announce that as a part of the Golic Family Subpar Classic, that again, thank you to everyone, our friends who contributed items to the auction, our friends that came and gave their time that weekend. The list is too many to name. You saw a lot of them tweeted about, but just know it meant a lot to all of us. You guys coming out and helping and doing what you did. We are fortunate to have so many great people around. And part of that leads to this next conversation. One of the auction items that we had up, and thank you to everyone listening, by the way, we know a lot of people on the internet bid on items in the silent auction. And we got some tweets from people that were winners and got things. One of the winners as it pertains to this podcast, which we had auctioned off on the live or the silent auction, a chance to be the second ever guest to join Flint Minshew, the father of Gardner Minshew, is the only other guest in this podcast history. And it's going to be someone we know pretty well, Jordan Rudolph, the wife of Kyle Rudolph and former Notre Dame cheerleader, one of my close friends for a long time, bid on this, made sure she has been a faithful listener since basically day one. Jordan is one of the most fervent supporters of this podcast, and she is coming locked and loaded ready for this shit.
I mean, so she listens. I hope she doesn't listen with her kids because her girls are what, like four?
They're like so six. Her girls are five going on six. Okay. And Jordan actually, like, I remember the text when she more or less had to stop listening with the girls in the car because we trended so blue on this podcast.
Yeah. Well, we're excited to have her.
Yeah,
we're going to be fun.
Hopefully next week, right? Because you're going to be out there for a golf tournament.
Will you be able to do it while or will you not be together?
TBD on that one, depending on their schedule for the weekend, since Kyle and Jordan are hosting their golf tournament that benefits the Minnesota Masonic Children's Hospital next weekend. Super good cause. We will find out if we're going to be able to do it then or at another time. But either way, at some point it'll be soon. And Jordan is a mother of four. She is someone that, you know, can speak to a lot of the things that we have on this pod, but just in general, she gets this and we love her. So we're excited to have Jordan.
We can have her on and give Jake and Jenny a little like advice or answer questions from them since she's the newest at this. So
we'll take all the advice we can get.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can't hurt. First one would be don't show pictures of your wife about to breastfeed, Jake.
Yep. That was a mistake. I knew exactly what was about to happen and still did it.
Reactions are slow. It's okay.
Right. We're a close-knit family around here.
Yeah, we are. Yeah,
Mikey
we are.
A just gets
Mikey
to
A got thrown out.
Hi. Hey, by the way, really quickly, along with what we just saw last time, we were talking about breastfeeding and had anybody ever, any guy, tasted the breast milk outside of breastfeeding, if you kind of, you know, get the gist of what we were talking about. And Mikey A texted our group and said that your father-in-law was going to listen to the pod, and boy, was he going to get a mouthful. Well, that's
The best is he texted me about something that happened early in the podcast, and there was a dawning on my face when I realized he was about 13 minutes from looking at me differently for the rest of my life.
Did he follow up?
I got it. He did not send me any other notices, but when we saw him the next time, there was a Michael. Hi.
Oh man. You don't really come back from that.
How could you?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. No, there's not a lot you can say after a public admission to drinking out of his daughter's faucet. So.
Oh, come on.
Baby. Come on.
You certainly don't help.
Hubba, hubba.
God.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Mike's the guy that keeps going, hey, remember when you pooped your pants on the bus? Remember when you pooped your pants on the bus? Yeah. That's you.
Yeah, at the rehearsal dinner.
Hey, so Sydney, you got to leave in a couple minutes. I know. Why don't you tell everybody where today Ben is and why Ben is not on the pod today?
Ben is at his first day of doctor school today. at Mayo Clinic. So we'll be talking to you guys in about 8 years. I told him he's not allowed to talk to any girl who's like above a six, because if she's like kind of pretty and a doctor, you know. It's not great.
You mean as compared to you laying here in your t-shirt on your bed, you know, doing nothing?
I'm about to take my fucking kids to get their shots. Someone's got to do it.
Oh, Earl and Doc got to go get their shots. I love, we should post it. Everybody always takes a picture of their kids going to school the first day right outside the front door. Except we had like a 27-year-old getting his picture taken in a coat and tie with his two dogs going to school.
Yep. Both moms requested it. My mom, Ben's mom, and our hairdresser, Ricky.
I think he requested it for different purposes.
Yeah. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Considering he starts almost every text thread with Ben, hi, handsome. I think it means different.
His intentions are very clear with Ben.
Yes. So
I do. It's kind of like when people started doing that trend of posting their first day of work pictures with how parents would do for their babies, which by the way, Jake, are you and Jenny going to do like the baby mat update thing with Jackson at all?
No fucking chance. No way. No, never. I do not like neither. We don't like those. I mean, to each their own with that, but
it's been overkill.
He's going to do what every other kid does. He's going to grow up. It's just, what the shit is, man. He's gonna get bigger. He's gonna get heavier. He's gonna get a month older. I don't need a mat to tell me that.
And then, I'm gonna miss this. No. Oh,
I'm sorry. I'm reckless right now.
No. And the cat's in the cradle in the
I'm wondering if these are the days you're gonna wish had gone by a little faster.
Yeah, how about it?
Maybe these aren't some good times.
Exactly.
Talking to my brother-in-law who had a kid 6 weeks before us, he said, once you get through like the first month of it, once the feeding start to space out a little bit, life gets a little bit better. So as much as I'm looking forward to every moment with this kid, just get me fucking through this first month, man. Just get me through
it. If nothing else, this podcast will provide maybe the most honest look at parenting you will get.
You are not. Yes,
for sure.
We will get honest answers from Jake and Jenny.
I'm not sugarcoating anything. Sugarcoating anything. Nope.
No.
This is parenting raw and uncut, straight from the tip.
Mikey, enough. Oh my God.
All right.
I'll be like, to save, I don't like that.
To save me from myself. Yes. Since we won't have Ben's brain buster today, then, since he is off, you know, filling
his
brain.
He's getting his own brain busted right now.
Yes,
he
is.
Else.
Yes. Yes, he is.
The tables have turned, Mr. Powers. Ben is off acquiring more brain busters for us, which means, Dad, the reins get taken to you now.
Yeah.
Would you rather season, as we always close out this podcast with, Dad, what do you got for the people?
All right, I got a couple here. Would you rather be an unknown Major League Baseball player or a famous badminton player?
Unknown baseball.
Baseball, for sure.
Famous badminton, you could probably, depending on how early you were good, you're going to be a big time in the Olympics for a few of them.
Okay, but how much money is the best badminton player?
So for you, it's about money.
Yes, it's always about money.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. But this life is, big dog.
Okay. Haven't we learned that about everything? Money always
wins. I'm not going to lie. I didn't even think about the money. I was just thinking about.
Damn.
You want to be the best badminton player?
Wow. I like badminton.
Is that what you want?
Do you really like badminton?
That's the most dad answer of all time.
Well, I like badminton.
That's the first time I've heard that.
Yeah.
I always wanted to play.
How many times have you played?
I always wanted to play it when you guys were kids and you never wanted to play.
You got nothing but time. What's stopping you right now? Yeah.
I don't want to play it.
I played in gym class in high school. Did you?
Yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And that's where he first fell in love.
All right, fuck off, everybody.
From the moment he heard it was called the shuttlecock, he was sold.
I really want to know the origin of that.
This question's too heavy for me, and I have to go anyways. So
there we go.
Bye.
Bow out gracefully.
Goodbye, Sid. Goodbye, Sid. All right, let's try this one. Would you rather have your debt forgiven or have guaranteed good health for a decade?
Ooh.
At this point, I'd probably rather have guaranteed health for a
decade. I guess a lot would depend on your age too, since you're now older.
Well, and your station in life, because I would argue if you had your debt forgiven, it then becomes a lot easier for people to prioritize their health. To take care of that in a meaningful way. Like, one kind of begets the other.
Does that include my mortgage?
I would say yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Debt, baby. It's debt.
Then debt. Yeah. Take it away. Yep.
Take it away.
I'll roll the dice on the health. Yeah.
You got good insurance.
If you're a young person too, like, health a lot less risky. Like, obviously nothing certain, but I'd probably go dead on that one. Catch me in, like, you know, catch me north of 40 and all of a sudden we're probably talking a little different.
Exactly. All right, Jake, I got one for you real quick, Jake. Would you rather have a brand new car or 8 hours of sleep right now?
Eight hours of sleep. And
your choice. Any car in the world.
Car of your choice.
Dollar amount does not matter.
Then it's car. Yeah. Because then I would get the car of my dreams. I'd sell it and be debt free. And then we'd come full circle.
Well done.
But you'd be awake. You wizard, Jess.
That's true. Jake, what is the car of your choice? Like, if you could have any car.
It's a car. It's called the Pagani Huayra. It's a really, it's like a $3.5 million car.
That sounds completely made up.
Doesn't it? Yeah.
No, the only person that is ever on this pod that would understand it would be Ben.
Ben would be right there with me on that one.
Yeah.
Yep. I just Googled it and it essentially looks like a Formula One car with a windshield.
Really?
Yeah.
And Jake would immediately sell it.
Yep. Sell it. Debt free, money in the pocket. All good.
All right. Last one. Would you rather be fluent in all languages or be a master of every musical instrument?
Oh, wow. This one's actually good.
I would do musical instrument too. Yeah. I would love to just grab any instrument and be able to play it.
I mean, music is sort of like the international language.
I was just going to say that. Yep, yeah.
There you go.
Everyone speaks the language of song.
Yep.
Anybody picking language? Mike, you would be the one I would think would maybe pick language.
I feel like it would open a lot of doors for you that you may not see coming. Like, being able to play an instrument is cool. And I guess also it would matter, like, what are we setting your level of proficiency at for both?
It says fluent in every language and a master of every instrument.
Oh, master. Okay. Because, I guess if you're a master, like, that becomes something you can monetize pretty quickly, but by being a literal fucking Rosetta Stone also seems like you could find your way into some pretty interesting rooms.
Yes, I agree.
I'd probably still go instrument though. That'd be cool as shit.
Yeah, it'd be so cool, wouldn't it?
Mikey Way, what would you do?
I've always said the only thing stopping me from being a rock star is musical talent. So I'll take the musical talent.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
Yeah. One step closer. That's all I got for you. Got a handful. That's good.
There we go. Let's let Jake go get a nap.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can say Jake is going to go get some sleep. Thoughts and prayers aren't required.
There's no nap. He's up now.
That window closed.
It's over. Yep.
Okay.
Your tiny master demands sustenance and attention now.
Yes.
In the meantime, feel free to leave Jake thoughts and prayers in the reviews on Apple Podcasts. Download, subscribe, rate, and review. Sorry in advance, wherever you get your podcast. Leave us a 5-star rating and leave any blessings, parenting advice, or otherwise for Jake in those comments. And maybe we'll get around to him at some point. Hold your hands up and feed him and Jenny your life force. And as always, we're sorry in advance.
Jackson's not.
I'm out of words for the day.
See ya. All right.
Bye.